Citizens from around the state lined up to testify, each given 2 minutes to make his or her case before the members of the committee. Most of the speakers criticized proposed budget cuts to local cities, public schools, medical care, and other services for the poor. Bruce Chopp spoke on behalf of NAOMI, a Wausau area interfaith justice organization.
As people of faith, we are speaking up because we feel a budget is a moral document that needs to represent our values. The budget is punitive toward lower-income families.
Sarah Bringman, a retired special education teacher from Madison, begged the committee not to cut funding for public schools, technical colleges, and the UW system.
This budget will hurt education at all levels. This budget rips up the ticket to the future. And that means our children will lose. Our children will hurt.
Randall Chevalier, chairman of the Menominee Tribe, asked the committee not to cut mental health services for the poor people on his reservation.
Our residents are some of the poorest people in the state. Over 32% of our members live below the federal poverty line.
Dean Zulliger, administrator for the Village of Weston, said the state could save money by forcing local municipalities to cooperate and share services or lose some of their shared revenue.
The problem that we have here is parochialism, turf battles, those kinds of things.
Critics say there should be more than four public hearings on the budget, and they should be scheduled at night when working people can attend them. In Stevens Point, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.